Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, my delegation would like to thank the Implementation Support Unit for its annual report and for its remarkably effective and dedicated work. The ISU has done outstanding work to raise awareness about the convention. Even in spite of the limitations created by the COVID-19 pandemic, we believe the ISU's performance is even more impressive, considering that when we do run into financial difficulties, the ISU staff is affected more than anyone else. We noted that the report includes a significant increase of interest and attention in the BWC at both the national and the regional levels. And we welcome this growing attention, but also recognize that it will lead to the need for more effort on the part of the ISU. And we think that we should make sure that the ISU has the appropriate staff and resources to carry out those activities. Mr. Chairman, we were encouraged by the notable increase and record-breaking participation of states' parties in confidence-building measures. Yet, there's more work to do. Over half of all states' parties did not submit a CBM this year, and 52 states' parties have never submitted a report. My delegation would like to remind states' parties that there are several assistance mechanisms available for states' parties that need help submitting a report, whether for the first time or in subsequent years, and we urge states to take advantage of those offers. Mr. Chairman, my delegation would also like to note a concern with respect to Annex 3, specifically the summary report on CBM submission or participation. It appears that many states' parties may be reporting, I quote, nothing to declare, in cases where a more accurate characterization would be nothing new to declare. This nuance makes it more time-consuming to assess the CBMs and undermines their goals of transparency. So my delegation would be interested in hearing from any thoughts from the ISU about how this issue could be corrected. Finally, the United States regrets that there are only 129 states' parties that have designated a national contact point. This is an important but minimal task that was called for by the 6th Review Conference 15 years ago. We urge those states' parties to step up and name a contact point as soon as possible. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.